We found that LA County, so they received, I think one, I have to double check the number, but like 1.8 billion, something like that. So it's like, oh, that's a lot of money. It's hard for people to put wrap their head around like big numbers like that, but that's unprecedented flexible fiscal relief fund that LA County received from the federal. And so they what they did was, and this is very important to know because there is a lot of support coming from their all women of color board of supervisors, right, in LA County, to say that, okay, we're gonna really back up our newly created anti-racism, diversity, and inclusion initiative under the CEO's office. So that's like their version of a racial equity office. And this office or this initiative was created following a resolution that a county passed in 2020 declaring racism as a public health crisis. And so, you know, essentially, if we backtrack a little bit, in 2020, the county, like many other local jurisdictions around the country, during the height of the racial equity movement, you know, made a resolution saying that, okay, racism is a public health crisis or issue, and we have to do something about it, right? So like acknowledging that systemic racism is embedded in our governmental systems and procedures and policy, but also, you know, they created an anti-racism diversity and inclusion office under the administrative branch. So this office or this initiative has been essentially tasked with being the sort of the thinking head for this 1.9 billion ARPA fund implementation. And that's also, again, something that's never happened before, because if you look at general county budget, racial equity, or if anything, health equity is always like an afterthought, right? We'll like allocate, I don't know, 30% for law enforcement, 10% for like health and human services and whatnot. Like there's a formula and people don't change that. People don't think about how racial equity may be a component, but with the 1.9 billion ARPA money, they created a essentially started with like a vision, and then it became like a framework. And then if you look at the LA County's ARPA website, they have a website. There is like a equity dashboard, so they are also doing like public reporting on, you know, where money has gone, how is race, how are race and place, which is another public health consideration, being factored into the way the money is allocated. And they also require every department that receives part of the ARPA money to come up with their own equity plan, as well as community engagement plan. So there has to be every step of the way from when, you know, the entire larger plan is planned out to down to like the implementation phase, there is equity focus.